The proposed changes would repeal otherwise outdated portions of two city anti-discrimination policies. New language was introduced for both by the city's diversity and inclusion department this week. It included changing handicap to disabled or disability, swapping gender orientation for sexual orientation and gender identity, and updating various department titles. Alex Thomas is with the Diversity and Inclusion Department.
We also changed some language that went from racial, religious, and nationality to be more inclusive of all groups by saying racially, ethnically, and culturally diverse groups.
Commissioners say the issue isn't the addition of language, it's what was removed, specifically the word religious.
I would say that I would like to keep that in there because I think what we're trying to do here is to create a policy that is open.
That's First Ward Commissioner Dave Schaefer. Thomas says the definition of culturally includes religious beliefs, and that's meant to be more and not less inclusive. He adds that also only applies to one article of city code. The word religion anywhere else remains unchanged. But commissioners noted concerns, their own and those of residents, who, definitions aside, may not see things the same way. Further review was postponed until September, where revised language including religion is expected. A public hearing will likely follow later in the month. Hillary Farrell, WGVO News.